The young friend's spirits were high as they trotted briskly along the quiet roads. Shelley Wenny and Timothy Tiger took turns to act as scouts. They scampered ahead to wait at corners, looking around to make sure the coast was clear, before beckoning to Kato and Hammy to join them. Whenever they passed a house in which a dog lived, Shelley Wenny stopped to get the latest street news.
"Yo, Shelley babe!"
woofed a tall black Doberman. He stuck a glossy head through the bars of a wrought iron gate and grinned.
"None of that, Debbie. I've got company tonight,"
chided Shelley Wenny with a little waffy snigger.
"Is it all clear still up?"
"Yep, last I heard. But best to check with old Beagle down the next street. He gets the news fastest."
Shelley nodded and quickly touched noses with Dobie, who had to bend almost double to reach down to the small dog's height. The little bear couldn't help humming softly but excitedly to himself.
"Maybe tonight I'll sleep in my own little bed. Of course, Hammy, Titi and Shelley will all share my soft pillows. I can tell Mama how I've been a little brave pea and get lots of hugs and kisses from Mama and Fufu. So nice, huh?"
Such wonderfully blissful thoughts added an extra sprightly bounce to the baby bear's steps. Hammy was also lost in his own thoughts. He sensed his friend's eagerness to get home. At the same time, he was a trifle sorry that their grand adventure was about to end. But then, there was Maya. And yes, that little girl would need wise counsel from someone like him, a hamster of the world, to guide her through her adventures.
"Yes, Maya will need me,"
Hammy chittered contentedly. He would be glad to go home too. Shelley Wenny and Timothy Tiger scampered back in a great hurry. The small dog woofed quietly, and Titi's eyes were bright and bursting with news.
"Oh, quickly, Kodo, hop on my back."
"What's happening, huh?"
the little bear asked as he scrambled onto Shelley's back with Hammy safely tucked in front of him.
"You'll see, Titi,"
chuckled Titi, his handsome tail swishing to and fro teasingly. Shelley dashed down the next street, with Titi easily keeping pace with her. They skidded to a stop in front of a tiny house with an even tinier backyard. Shelley Wenny woofed once, and a dark shape detached itself from the hedge and waddled to the gate. It was a beagle. He walked slowly and sat down with a soft thump.
"Ach, entschuldigung Sie, Shelley. My legs aren't what they used to be, you know."
He raised a hind leg and carefully scratched his left ear. Then, Beagle sniffed closely at the little bear, hamster, and tiger cub with a wet, cold nose. Satisfied that they weren't intruders that needed to be chased, for one can never be too cautious about such things, the elderly Beagle continued.
"And what can I do for you and your little friends?"
"My friend Cordell the little bear is trying to get home. He lives where those big sunflowers are, just wondering what news from down yonder."
Beagle's eyes opened wide at Shelley's words.
"Ach, nein, nein, nein! You must not wander down there, Shelley. I hear a big operation has been planned, but they are keeping it very secret. Stay away, Fräulein."
"What's that, Shelley?"
Kato asked anxiously. He had felt the dog tense at Beagle's words and knew something wasn't right.
"Oh, nothing major, Kato. Let's go. Thanks, Beagle. Take care of those legs and I'll see you around."
Shelley shook herself, gently nudged Kato and Hammy back onto her back, and with a cheerful wag of a fluffy tail, they were off again. The old beagle shook his head as he peered after the departing adventurers.
"No good will come of this, mark my words."
The travelers ran non-stop for a while, Shelley taking care to lead them down quiet streets where they met few people and fewer dogs. Soon, they came to an open square surrounded by small shops. The shops had closed for the day, but not too far away, lights were springing on in the surrounding houses as people went home to their families and dinner.
Oh, please stop, Shelley. I want to see something.
The dog paused and Kato hopped down from her back. He skipped to a shop window that was cheerfully decorated with teddy bears. The little bear stood on tiptoes and peered carefully at the still-looking bears, and then he turned around, beaming delightedly.
This is really the place. I remember the shop. It's where Mama found me. And look, that's Big Blackie. He always growls at me. Not very nice, you know.
Kato was so excited, he danced a little jig on the street. Shelley, Titi, and Hammy crowded around the little bear, exhilarated that they were now even closer to their goal. Just then, a gust of wind swept through the square, and a loud rustle of paper was heard overhead. Looking up, Titi pointed to numerous small pieces of brightly colored paper stuck on the nearby lampposts. They fluttered forlornly in the deserted square, calling out to be read.
Hey, let's see what they are.
The four friends strained their necks to see what was written on the pieces of paper, but they were too short. Kato screwed up his little eyes and thought hard.
I know. Titi, climb on Shelley's back. Then I'll carry Hammy and...
The little bear didn't have to continue as his friends quickly got the idea and swung into action. Hammy squeaked nervously as he perched precariously on Kato's head. It was a long way down, and it was hard for the other three not to wobble as they struggled to keep their balance.
Hurry, Hammy, read what it says!
Panted Kato, wrapping his paws around the lamppost to take some of his weight off Titi's slim shoulders.
Got it!
Hammy scanned the words rapidly. Then he gave a tiny jump as high as he could, grabbed a corner of the paper, and realized a tad too late that it was a mistake to have done that. Shelley shifted as the weight pulled over on one side, and Tiger, Bear, and Hamster came tumbling down onto the dusty road.
Ouch!
Kato rubbed his head where he had banged it against the lamppost when he slipped. Shelley was carefully licking Titi's ear as he ruefully rubbed a slightly bruised shoulder. Hammy was unhurt. The quick-thinking hamster had grabbed the corners of the paper he had torn from the lamppost and parachuted lightly, although sheepishly, to the ground.
Please accept my utmost and sincerest apologies.
Hammy scampered to his friends, his whiskers twitching anxiously with concern. Kato, Titi, and Shelley dusted themselves off and grinned at the unusually flustered hamster.
It's okay, Hammy. Next time, we'll just toss you in the air and see you fly.
Teased Titi, butting his head against the hamster. Shelley gave Hammy a wet, sloppy lick on his sandy-colored ear, and Kato hugged the hamster to reassure him that everything was indeed all right. Hammy chuckled in relief, then remembered about the paper.
It's the last notice about you, Kato. Your mama and Fofa are looking for you, and they've offered a reward for anyone who knows anything. Look, there's a picture of you.
The hamster pointed to a drawing of the little bear, complete with blue ears and paws. The four friends were elated. Shelley Welly wuffed, pleased that she had followed her instincts correctly. Kato carefully tucked the crumpled notice into their travel bundle.
I'm going home!
Became a ribbon of thought that curled warmly in the little bear's mind. Suddenly, Shelley Welly pricked up her ears and Timothy Tiger snapped upright attentively.
We mustn't stay here. Let's go.
The adventurers trotted swiftly away from the square towards the lights twinkling from the surrounding houses. Shelley led the way, following the trail of smells that she hoped would lead to Kado's sunflowers. Every now and then, Kado pointed out a hedge or a tree that he thought he remembered, and Hammy's sharp eyes kept a lookout for the notices that flapped from the occasional lamppost.
Mama must have pasted the notices where she thinks I can follow her.
The little bear hugged the warm fuzzy thought tightly, almost dizzy with happiness that he would soon be safe and sound at home. Up ahead, Shelly Welly stopped and growled. Peering cautiously around the corner, the four friends stared in dismay at a large, dangerous-looking house that blocked their way.
What is it?
Kado didn't remember seeing that house at all.
Woof woof. Shh. It's the dog pound.
Shelly's tail drooped and she flattened her ears back against her head.
It's where people throw away the puppies. Puppies are always cute, but when they grow up, people find all sorts of reasons not to have them.
Hearing this, Kado wrapped his paws tightly around Shelly's neck and hugged the trembling dog.
Poor Shelly Welly, that must be why she's scared,
thought the little bear, hoping his hug would cheer her up a little. Shelly nuzzled Kado's ears affectionately, grateful for the little bear's comforting hug. She continued her story bravely.
That's not all. Some people think it's better to let their dogs go wild and become strays, like me. But then they're afraid that we'd steal their food and dirty their gardens.
The small dog sniffed disdainfully at the thought of ever behaving in such an uncouth manner.
So the pound sends people out to catch us.
Like that man who was chasing you.
Kado suddenly remembered what Beagle had said and whispered urgently.
Ben, we must leave. Quickly, quickly. It's a bad place for Shelly.
The four friends took a deep breath and dodged into the deep shadows surrounding the dog pound, hoping to get past without attracting any unwanted attention. The black, sinister fence loomed high above. Sharp spikes stuck out from the top of the fence, and the bars were set so close together that not even a tiny hamster like Hammy could squeeze through. As the young companions uneasily crept nearer to the ominous gates, loud mournful howls and despairing barks smote their ears like a clap of thunder, sending a tingle of the deepest fear down their backs. They shrank back against the fence in horror as the gates started to open. The hinges groaned with a crashing sound.
Like a giant chewing rocks.
Before the friends could run away to hide, the gates swung open. A large black truck rolled slowly out onto the road, followed by what seemed like an army of men dressed in black. A huge man stepped forward. His cap was pulled low over his face, and all that could be seen were two hard-looking eyes that glittered in the dusky evening light.
Right, men. Big-O has begun. Let's get those mangy strays tonight. All of them. And if you see that small black and brown ringleader dog, leave her to me.
The four listening friends gasped fearfully. Shelly Welly was in the gravest danger.
Leave her to me.